handle the truth.
Don Lemon.
From New York. But not in the New York studios because we've been working all night at CNN.
I know.
Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Somebody has to find the plane, and someone needs to talk about our men and women in uniform. They need help when they get back. Well, more on that next time. But let's talk about, since I am in New York, the whole country is watching New York City to see what it does with its controversial stop and frisk policy. And the new mayor, Bill de Blasio, knows it. That's why he has tasked his newly appointed police commissioner, Bill Bratton, to figure it out. Part of that figuring out process is to try to win back many African-American New Yorkers who feel targeted by the NYPD because of stop and frisk. And part of that winning back process is to deploy Bratton to African-American communities to talk and to listen. But Bratton has some explaining to do. Let me tell you why. Not only did he help increase stop and frisk when he was police commissioner under former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, back in the 1990s, he also recently said that you cannot police without it. Bratton, who, by the way, refers to the policy as stop, question, and frisk, also said recently, if you don't have it, then you'd have anarchy. Now, keep in mind, his new boss, de Blasio, who has a black wife and two biracial children, ran on a platform that vowed to get rid of the policy. Kelly Goff of TheRoot.com reports that this week that Bratton attended a reception and took questions from community leaders who gave him feedback about the tenuous relationship between New York City police and the black community and how to mend that relationship, if it can be mended. Goff reports that the event was attended by artists, by educators, business leaders, media figures, members of the NAACP, the National Urban League, and on. And she writes, quote, that the evening's conversation was candid, it was cordial, and occasionally uncomfortable, with concerned parents referencing the widely shared fears that black sons have in an era of Trayvon Martin. She goes on to write that when Bratton was asked if he hopes that events like this, like that one, would ease tensions between minorities and the NYPD, Bratton replied, certainly. She added, Mayor de Blasio, who I am fortunate to work with, made stop and frisk a centerpiece of his campaign to reform it. Now notice he said reform it. De Blasio's campaign promise was to end, and this is a quote, to end the era of stop and frisk policing, not to reform it. Hence, you see the conundrum that the mayor of New York City, the commissioner, and the citizens face. It is the same conundrum that police departments, city leaders, and citizens face all over the country. Police who believe, as Bratton does, that the policy is essential. Citizens who believe it is blatant discrimination, and a mayor who is stuck in the middle. Everyone is watching. And whatever they decide, you can better believe, so goes New York City, so goes the rest of the nation.
Explain stop and frisk again.
Stop and frisk is anything. You can be stopped for anything. Stop, question, and frisk. Sir, I need to see your ID. Sir, what are you doing here?
You're just walking down the street.
You're just walking down the street. But that, here's the thing. That is a policy of almost every police department in this country.
That's what I thought.
New York City abused it. And they took it to another level, and they made it a numbers game with people of color. But every single police department in the country uses stop and frisk, and it is constitutional. And they will tell you that you cannot police, as Brad says, without stop, question, and frisk. When someone pulls you over on the side of the road and says, Mr. Joyner, can I see your ID? Can I see your driver's license? That is stop, question, and frisk.
And what are the numbers?
Disproportionately black and Hispanic, but mostly black.
Don Lemon.